Time for some legit baseball talk. Our guest is here, courtesy of the Believe Network. He's the co-host of Ring the Bell podcast. He was a next-level closer, three-time All-Star, two-time Rolaids relief pitcher of the year with the Padres. On Twitter, his handle is at HeathBell21. Heath Bell, great having you on. How's life treating you and your family these days?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me. I'm getting ready to go to my son's high school baseball game, so watch him, and they're in first place, and my kid's hitting close to 400, so it's pretty exciting, and I'm pretty proud of him.
You gotta love that. You know, over the many years doing this show, whether it's, I get a major leaguer on, somebody who played in the NBA, NFL, I always like to kind of set the stage for one thing. You made your major league debut August 24th, 2004. I happen to be a New Yorker, so yours was at the Big Shea in Queens. I'm always curious, what do you remember about Art Howe coming out, calling for you in the bullpen, and taking the mound in the show for the first time? What pops to your mind?
Well, so what I did is I'm a little bit different. I basically, in AAA, I got to the big leagues, and I was excited, but I told myself before I went on the field, I said, and during batting practice, I said, this is the same dimensions that we have there. Keep your head down. Don't look at the stands. Just focus on the game. Watch the game in the bullpen. Don't be looking in the stands of the fans or whatnot like I did in the minors because you were really comfortable. Just go out there and perform. Be successful. Do what you are trying to do, and you'll do well. So when I went out there, what I remember the most is I pitched. I never looked at the stands. I never really heard the stands. I actually faced the Padres, pitched two innings, struck four out, struck the first two guys out I faced. It was a great feeling. Struck the first guy out on three pitches. That was amazing. We won't get into talk to how that was David Wells in a pitcher. But I did it. So I could say I did. In three straight pitches, I struck a guy out in my debut. But I didn't throw off the ball or anything like that because I didn't want it to be like, no, this is my debut. I just wanted to go out there, and I never looked up. And then when they said I was done after my two innings, then I took a sigh. I kind of took my hat off. I looked at the stands, and I was just like, man, I'm in the big leagues. And I had probably the biggest smile on my face. So it was pretty exciting. And I will say at the end of that season, I started laughing the last day after our season was over, and I was packing up and leaving the clubhouse. Started just laughing, and the clubhouse attendant was like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I'm in the effing big league. This is my dream come true. And he's like, you've been here for 2 months. And I said, but I never allowed myself to really let go and say, yes, I'm here, until it was done. So
that's awesome. All right, I got to do one more rewind, because in 2009, you made your first All-Star team. And you get, you know, the game's in St. Louis, and so I'm curious. Now you take the field, and you're on level playing field with Jeter and Rivera and Ichiro, and just being part of those festivities, drinking and all in, just that's got to be, like, unbelievable experience part two.
Yeah, it really was. It was unbelievable. That was actually the first time I ever made an All-Star team, even in Little League when I was a kid. In high school, minor leagues, it was the first time I ever made the All-Star team was I was actually in the big leagues. So, and what was really cool to be on the level of Santana and Jeter and Chipper Jones is in the locker room, they came up to me and, Heath, you're having a great year. And I was like, you know who I am? And they're like, yeah, you're a great pitcher. And I was like, this is so cool. I'm like your biggest fan. So I was just a big kid. Honestly, I always said, I was a regular guy that worked really hard, never had that much talent, but just busted my butt and made myself talented. And, you know, I got to live out a dream come true. That's why, like I said, I'm totally serious. That's the first All-Star game I ever made in my whole life, even in Little League. Or, you know, when you're a young kid, like my kid's been on All-Star teams pretty much every year that he's played in Little League. And I was like, well, I only did it three times in my lifetime. Except yeah. My three times were in the big league.
You gotta love it. All right, we continue with Heath Bell. Of course, the big topic today, centers on Clayton Kershaw, who had the perfect game through seven. Then, you know, he was on a pitch count. The skipper takes him out before the eighth. I mean, is it a world gone mad? So as a major leaguer, what's your read on what the correct move was for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers there?
Oh, man, the correct move? The correct move was definitely what they did, because I think Clayton was like, hey, I want to pitch all year. I want to pitch game one of the World Series. I want to be healthy. I want to pitch in 30-plus games this year, and I want to do this 30-plus times, where the last couple of years he hasn't. You know, he's been a little injury-prone and this and that for the last 2 years, so he's feeling good, and he doesn't want to push himself. So that's probably the smartest case and the most logical thing to do. But, man, I mean, if you ever see the love of the game, man, I would have totally thrown the ball left-handed with Kevin Costner. I mean, you wouldn't be able to take me out of the game. I would underhand the ball until somebody got a base hit to me. I would have done what position players do. They just lob the ball up there. Sometimes they get three outs. You could have got six outs. So, you know, I respect their decision because I know they're good guys and they were both on the same page, and I like seeing that because he's looking for the long haul, not just individual steps. But, man, to pass that up is just, I can't even put it into words how I don't think I would. So he's maybe a better man than I am.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the first Billy Chappell reference I've heard of anybody talking about that day.
Well, because like Billy Chappell was like, I got nothing. And we're like, we're here for you. Well, if you got nothing, just lob the ball up there and see what happens. But, I get it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. All right, let's get to the Padres. Heath Bell, Ring the Bell podcast on the Believe Network. Obviously, things went off the rails last year. I mean, they were 17, 18 games above 500 in August. Some thought maybe the inexperience of the now departed manager, Jace Tingle, was a big factor. I mean, you played for some really experienced managers, Buddy Black, Ozzie Guillen. So, Heath, what's your thought about, you know, bringing in a vet, a guiding hand, a guy like Bob Melvin to run the show?
You know, Bob Melvin was probably their best free agency pickup in the last couple of years. I mean, be honest with you, even bigger than Machado and Eric Hosmer, because that's what the Padres need. They need somebody that's a veteran guy that's been there, that people respect. And if Bob Melvin needs to get into your face, he will. He doesn't want to. I know that from him, where he's really a professional manager. But, you know, when you have a guy that, you know, has no experience and didn't play in the big leagues, then it's like, who the heck do you think you are? You're probably an analytics guy, and you just think everything is numbers, and it's not, you know, grinding and playing hard. And I mean, it's a marathon season, but if you've never played the game or have never pitched, and then you're trying to tell me how to pitch or how to play, it's like, really? You weren't – I mean, let's put it this way. You know, if Trevor Hoffman – decided to be the manager, and he got the manager's job. Even though he's a brand new and he's, you know, ex-player, people would respect him because he's been in the trenches. He's been there pitching, you know, where even if he doesn't have manager experience, he's been there. He understands what it takes. So there's a kind of, like, respect in between. And when you don't have that, man, it's tough to control major league guys because they're grown adults that, you know, have a certain way of doing things. But when you respect somebody, like Machado came and said, hey, I see your swing is doing this, or even Machado came to a pitcher and said, I kind of see you doing this, you kind of go, okay, maybe he sees something, he's trying to help me out here. Maybe he doesn't know everything, but he's trying to help. Where if somebody never played and then comes to a guy, you're like, yeah, you don't know what I'm doing. So it's, you know, I think Bob Melvin will definitely be huge for the Padres this year. I really do.
Now, obviously, I don't have to tell you the value of having an arm out of the bullpen who could shut the door late. Mark Melanson had the role last year, but he actually struggled in September. He's now with Arizona. So they hand the job to Taylor Rogers, who's really only been a closer one out of his six major league seasons. And obviously, he's off to a great start. Heath, what do you like about him in this role?
Taylor Rogers kind of, you know, in some words, kind of like reminds me of me. I think he's got the mentality that he can do it. Yeah, he wasn't a closer for the most of his career so far, but he looks like he's got a closer mentality. I mean, only time's going to tell when he has a rough outing or whatnot. But, you know, it's one of those things. I don't think he just did it. and had success for 1 year. I think he had the making up, but with his team, they already had a guy at the time, and he was just kind of like a great setup man. And I just feel like I think he's going to do well this year. I really hope he's going to do well this year. So it's kind of like Kirby Yates a couple years ago. You know, he just has that little mystique and had about him that he could do it. And unfortunately, he got hurt or whatnot. Or even like was Brad Hand a few years ago with the Padres. So, you know, I see high hopes for him. I really do.
A couple final thoughts for Heath Bell. Late in the spring, the Padres pulled the trigger and traded a couple of prospects to the A's for Sean Manaea, who's been very durable. I think he led the league in starts last year. What about that move to, you know, add a vet to the rotation? You got Darvish, Musgrove, and, of course, when Blake Snell comes back. How big a move was that, especially so close to the season starting?
I really think we need a starting pitching, and I think Sean's going to be a great – I mean, he's going to be consistent. He's going to start for us, and that's really what we need. We need a guy that can do it time and time again and really go out there and start day in and day out. So that was a really good trade for us. I really do. I didn't like all the other trades, the other first basemen that we picked up. But the starting pitcher, definitely like that.
And the last thing I want to get to is, you know, obviously as a major leaguer, you were a member of the union, and we just had this major labor strife that finally got ironed out. It seemed like there's a lot of bad blood. Maybe from your chair, the guys you hear from that you played with, I mean, what's the level of satisfaction with the deal, and are we still dealing with some serious open wounds between the players and the owners?
I really think that there's still kind of some open wounds, but I think they both sides swallowed their pride a little bit and said, hey, we need to play this year. You know, we can't hold out the whole year. But I think the players showed a purpose to the owners and say, look, you don't have a team without us. I mean, you don't have a sport without us. Because I heard talks last year, you know, the players wanted to talk in May, and the owners got back to them in December. And they never talked to him all year and thought, well, we could just do whatever we wanted. And I think the players basically got together and said, no. You either, you know, be cordial to us and, you know, frank and let's do this the right way. And don't just think you can, I'm trying to think of a good word to say, but just like you can't bulldog us or whatnot. So we kind of showed them, I think the players kind of showed them, say, no, we have one of the best unions in the game and we're looking for the best quality for the game and everything. You can't just do whatever you want. This has to be a happy agreement. And you know, I know they're still talking about stuff, but I'm still happy that they got together and at least decided to start playing this year and keep negotiating and try to get some done through the year or at the end of the year.
Folks, he's Heath Bell. Terrific career with the Pods, Mets, Marlins. Brings you the Ring the Bell podcast on the Believe Network. On Twitter, his handle is at HeathBell21. Heath, great insight, info. I really appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to your son and see if he can keep raking to the tune of 400. Wishing you and your family well. And thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and take care.
All right, take it easy.